Please be as comfortable as possible. Remembering the ultimate comfort is simply being with oneself. Closing the eyes, already conscious, already present. Nothing is closer than the closest yourself, already present. We don't have to bring consciousness with us. Already there. We don't need to do anything or be anything or anybody to be ourselves. Is effortless. To exist is effortless. To exist in the world, we have to do everything. But to exist, nothing needs doing. The simplicity itself. Everything has already been taken care of. Your whole existence is already taken care of. All we have to do is feed the body, sleep, drink water, keep it healthy. But to exist, nothing is needed. Already present is consciousness, the absolute, already gained is nothing but the absolute, that is yourself. Now just feeling the breath, just pay attention to the breath in the nostrils. Feel its coolness. Breathing comes and goes. Effortlessly. Already breathing. We don't have to say, I am breathing, to breathe. Likewise, we don't have to say, I am conscious, to be conscious. Heart already beating. Body already resting on the earth. Everything is already pre-arranged. Taken care of. Now all we're doing is focusing on our breath. Feeling its coolness, in the nostrils. Energy focuses wherever we place our awareness. Our energy goes. Wherever we place our identification, pouring everything into that, that is where all our energy goes. Now just moving our awareness to the back of the throat. Feel the coolness in the back of the throat. Feel the earth underneath you, supporting the body. Unconditional. There is no conflict anywhere. The whole creation is conflict free. There is no agitation anywhere. Now just moving our awareness to the lungs. Feel the breathing in the lungs. Already gravity, like a huge magnet, draws you into the earth. We cannot let go. And Mother Earth, like a mother, embraces your body, embracing you like a child. Child and mother are one and the same. There is no separation anywhere. If at all there appears to be separation, it is only in ourselves. Seeing a thought as ourselves, we as though separate ourselves and exclude ourselves from the embrace of the eternal that is always present. Feeling the coolness of the breath in the lungs. Feeling the earth underneath you. Nothing separates you but yourself. Seeing oneself as separate. The idea alone separates. Understand the one holding on to the idea as never separate, never apart from the totality of universal existence, consciousness, self. Can never be separate. all that separates us is our idea of separation. Nothing else can. With and without the idea, there is only wholeness, completeness. Freshness. Coming back to the nostrils, feel the breathing in the nostrils again. Nothing's changed. All we've done is move our awareness. Let go the need to do anything. Let go the need to undo anything. Let go the need to let go. And feel how effortless it is just being yourself. Already whole and complete. There is no other completeness anywhere. Other than yourself. The completeness itself. Nothing is more whole or complete than the absolute that you are. Already gained. Tasya prapti, already the truth. Nothing separates you from the wholeness. The completeness. The stillness. Ever fresh. Ever existing. Nothing can separate you or exclude you from the totality of existence. Being universal. That is the very nature of oneself. Like silence. Here and everywhere. Consciousness. Being universal. Is in all places at all times. The nearest of the near. Closer than the closest is already the truth. Closer than the closest is already the silence. Space. We don't have to occupy space. Already occupied. Silence. Already our nature. Consciousness. Already the truth. We don't have to invoke silence. We don't have to invoke consciousness. We don't need to do anything to be part of space. Already inseparably part of the totality of existence. You cannot help being the truth. Just listening to the sounds around us. Notice how the sounds come and go. Sound of my voice. A bird in the distance. Traffic. Any sound. Makes no difference to the silence. Whether the sound appears or disappears. It makes no difference. Silence never changes. So too, with the disappearance or appearance of a thought, consciousness never changes. The appearance of a thought, an idea, makes no difference to consciousness, nor does its disappearance, or the disappearance of anything, make any difference to consciousness. Always whole and complete. Silence remains the same silence. The very nature of consciousness is silence, space. Is the very nature of ourselves. We are the space itself. In which all forms, be it a thought of a form, or the form itself, all forms, subtle and gross, are appearing in the same consciousness. Silence, space, are just the gross manifestations of the consciousness. Everything subject to objectification, appearing separate for some time. Anything subject to objectification, be it a thought, an object, an idea, related to the object or the thought, cannot be the truth. The one having the idea, seeing the thought, seeing the object, alone is the truth. There is no other truth but the seer. Yourself. Already present. There is no time when you are not present. Ideas come and go. Thoughts born in time, existing for some time, all coming and going in timeless. Changeless, beginningless, endless. These words just describe yourself. For which no word is needed. No descriptions are needed for that which is all existing in and through everything. Trying to describe the silence, even the word silence, has to eventually dissolve back and disappear into silence. Changeless, in amongst all that is changing, is always one thing, the Absolute, which is not a thing, but that in which all things appear. Self. Timeless. Changeless. The only thing permanent. Is. Yourself. The reality itself. Nothing is more real or complete. The changeless reality, ever fresh, always present. For which nothing has to be done, and nothing is needed to be done. Coming back to the nostrils, just feeling the breath already there. You don't have to bring the breath with you. Breathing already in this body is the Absolute, the consciousness, while each breath comes and goes. The Absolute never comes to go, always present. Before you can even think of presence, before you can even think of Absolute, you already are that. Unchanging, challengeless, you cannot challenge space or threaten space, you cannot challenge silence, no sound has ever challenged the silence, no thought has ever challenged or threatened consciousness yourself. And no thought ever will or can, unchallengeable, indestructible. That is your very nature. Be that which you are effortlessly. Be the changeless in all the changes, not requiring any belief in or as anything, requiring nothing, be that. Which you already are. Om. Om Shanti. 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 Nothing but peace. Nothing but peace. Nothing but peace. Be the peace.